you should also read, if you get a bit of time today, Roger Partridge's work. The Herald haven't featured the New Zealand Initiative for a while. I don't know what's going on there, because it's always very good reading. And Roger Partridge is, of course, the head. Not that that makes any difference. They're all bright as far as I can work out there. But this is what he starts with. Unless you're reversing, the rear view mirror won't help you navigate the conditions in front of you. What a great line, given all that we're going through at the moment and all the problems we're facing. Unless you're reversing, the rear view mirror won't help you navigate the conditions in front of you. For a successful trip, you should also know where you want to end up. Boom. Looking back at what worked on the early part of the COVID journey may not help with what is in front of us now. Indeed, looking backwards is a big part of New Zealand's current predicament, he says. And he goes and outlines the, you know, the things you would expect him to outline. The lack of the vaccine rollout, the problems with MIQ, the hospitals we told you about this morning that don't have the capacity, even the money. The money's a major problem. Yes, we've got some left over from the original $50 billion, but not much. And certainly not if it goes on too long. Michael Riddell, who we have on the program periodically, economist, former Reserve Bank economist, he calculates, by the way, that $12 billion was wiped off GDP last year. It's extraordinary, isn't it? And Roger goes on to say, just as financial costs of lockdown are cumulative, so too are the human costs. Curtailing freedoms comes at a high price. Medical appointments missed, education foregone, friends and families cut off from each other. Lest we forget that, of course. A new course, and he starts to talk about where we should be going, how we should be going there. A new course would mark an end of an authoritarian state that at times has seemed more willing to limit our liberty than to learn from its own mistakes. Doesn't that drive you? You'd like to think some of this gets read in a beehive. A new course would mark an end of an authoritarian state that at times has seemed more willing to limit our liberty than to learn from its own mistakes. And he sort of concludes on the vaccine, which is where I'm at the moment. I mean, the only way out of this is the vaccination, and that's the great crime. As we featured earlier on in the program, where's this big announcement? Where the hell is this big announcement? Morrison drums up 1 million in Poland, 500,000 out of Singapore. We've been waxing and waning for a week. Oh, there's an announcement coming. Is it really that hard to get some vaccine, for God's sake? He concludes, the country cannot change course until vaccination rates are high. New Zealand must vaccinate, vaccinate, vaccinate. The government should adopt all incentives and schemes that are being used overseas to boost vaccination rates. Vaccination passports, vaccination requirements for critical occupations, even lotteries and giveaways are all tools that can help to bolster vaccination. Given we know that, given we all agree with that, how is it that this government has done nothing towards targets, incentives at all? What makes us, I ask the same question over and over again, what makes us so unique, so special, so different that we and we alone in the world can get to 90% vaccination rate by doing literally nothing? Anyway, Roger Partridge, why government can't drive COVID strategy by looking backwards. It's in the Herald today.